With Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Today, the Butler County Board of Supervisors received a presentation from the ISG firm concerning inspection of the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline project once construction would begin. The firm would represent the county during the process. No action was taken by the board. In other business, the Butler County Board of Supervisors was informed that the county's new website will be launched on Wednesday. The Iowa County Recorders Association plans to ask legislators to raise the fees they may charge for the documents they provide. Dickinson County Recorder Ann Ditsworth is the group's vice president.
Since 1985, our fees have been the same, and so we have been studying the ways that we could best advance that level.
Under current law, county recorders may charge $7 for the first page and $5 for each additional page of a document. The association plans to ask legislators to raise the fee to $10 per page.
One of the things that we are most focused on for fee increase is to be able to sustain the Iowa Land Records Repository, which we created in the early 2006 range. And since then have continued to develop and maintain and add documents to. And so every mortgage, every deed, all of that information is going to this website that is a one spot for all of the state of Iowa.
She says the fees would be used to support the website and help county recorders update software.
Since the time of computerization, naturally software's changed, and so that is a part of how we preserve the documents. Historic preservation is a large part of what we do because our documents are part of the American dream.
County recorders also maintain copies of birth, death, and marriage records and assist the state by registering boats and snowmobiles as well as all-terrain vehicles and off-road vehicles. 37-year-old Clear Lake man who possessed a firearm as a felon and person convicted of domestic violence was sentenced today to more than 4 years in federal prison. Michael Ryan Michelson received the prison term after an April 26 guilty plea. Michelson admitted that on the night of September 15, 2023, he was riding his bicycle in Clear Lake when an officer from the Clear Lake Police Department spotted him. The officer was aware that Michelson had an arrest warrant, and when the officer began to place him into custody, Michelson ran. He later turned himself in, and in early October of last year, a resident found a handgun next to a garage where the officer lost sight of Michelson during the foot pursuit. Michelson later admitted that the gun was his. The Belmont City Council today will consider the approval of a lease for building space and approval of a lease for surgical equipment, both for the Belmont Hospital Board of Trustees. The Belmont City Council meets today, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Clarion City Council will be asked to set a public hearing date on a proposal to enter into a water revenue loan agreement and to borrow not to exceed $200,000. The Clarion Council will consider approval of city fees and will discuss water billing changes. The Clarion City Council meets today, 7 p.m. at the Council Chambers. A University of Iowa study finds a significant number of homeowners who qualify for low-interest government loans to rebuild after a disaster choose not to apply or they reject the loan after they're approved. Finance professor Cameron Ellis is the U of I's Tippey College of Business and says they have done extensive research on people's post-disaster borrowing habits dating back nearly 20 years, and the loans are an excellent opportunity.
Oftentimes they're lower than treasury rates. Like the government can't even borrow at these interest rates. And it's not even just people who don't apply. It's people who do apply and go through the sort of application process, decline the loan after learning more about it. It's very odd because there's not sort of a private alternative that would even come close to being as good of a deal.
The study looked at loan activity following every natural disaster between 2005 and 2018. Including the 2008 Iowa floods, hurricanes like Katrina and Harvey, Superstorm Sandy, and numerous western wildfires. Ellis says some people just have an aversion to going into debt, especially when the federal government is involved.
Most people's experience borrowing money from the government comes through student loans, which student loans are like famously survived through bankruptcy. You almost always will pay back your student loans unless you get a hardship exemption. These loans are not like that. People don't realize that they're just sort of like a normal loan, like a mortgage you would get, where if you go bankrupt, it's discharged. You're not stuck with it forever.
The administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration was in Iowa recently to visit the town of Greenfield, which was hit by a major tornado in May. Part of the trip was dedicated to educating people about the SBA's loan programs to help businesses, homeowners, and renters rebuild after a disaster. The U of I study found about 25% of people who qualified for such loans rejected them or didn't bother to apply. Ellis says some people get jumpy over interest rates when they should not be.
When the interest rate goes up by, say, 1 percentage point, and the average interest rate in the program over our time frame going back to Katrina is about 2.5 percentage points. If it goes up by 1 percentage point, acceptance goes down by another 25%. Maybe it's some debt aversion reasons why people would just decline at all, but it's very odd that they're so sensitive to interest rates, even though they're just a much better deal than you would get elsewhere.
Ellis says more than 1 million households did apply for loans during the period that U of I studied. More than $12 billion was dispersed to more than 285,000 approved households. Ultimately, Ellis says fewer participants puts more financial pressure on homeowners and slows the pace of disaster recovery for individuals and the community. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.